As reported by the German magazine Der Spiegel in 1992, Pyotr Tatarenko had written a letter to the Communist Party Central Committee in which he stated that the three atomic bombs were dropped on Japan. One of these, dropped on Nagasaki prior to the blast of August 9, 1945, failed to detonate and subsequently was given to the Soviet Union by Japanese officials. If Tatarenko's account is accurate, this would mean that America had three atomic bombs on hand in the summer of 1945. Yet, a report to Manhattan Project leader Robert Oppenheimer, just days after President Roosevelt died on April 12, 1945, stated that not enough enriched uranium existed to create a viable critical mass for even one atomic bomb. News stories in Britain pointed to a possible Nazi atomic bomb test in 1944. An August 11, 1945 article in London's Daily Telegraph reported, "Britain prepared for the possibility of an atomic bomb attack on this country by Germany in August 1944. It can now be disclosed that details of the expected effect of such a bomb were revealed in a highly secret memorandum which was sent that summer to the chiefs of Scotland Yard, chief constables of provincial forces, and senior officials of the defense services." Another odd story also was published in England's Daily Mail on October 14, 1944, under the headline, "Berlin is silent, 60 hours, still no phones." The story, filed by a correspondent from Stockholm, stated that all telephone service in Berlin had been interrupted for 3 days with no explanation for the holdup, which has lasted longer than on any previous occasion. The story ended by saying, "It is pointed out, moreover, in responsible quarters that if the stoppage were purely the technical result of bomb damage, as the Germans claimed, it should have been repaired by now." A modern readership would know that such disruption can be caused by the electromagnetic pulse associated with a nuclear detonation. Other intriguing hints of a German atomic test came in the form of three separate intelligence reports. A once-classified U.S. military intelligence report dated August 19, 1945, and titled "Investigations, Research, Developments, and Practical Use of the German Atomic Bomb," details the experience of a German pilot named Hans Zinser, a flak rocket expert, while piloting a Heinkel bomber over northern Germany. Note that his experience coincides with the dates of the Berlin telephone blackout. Zinser reported, "At the beginning of October 1944, I flew from Ludwigslust, south of Lübeck, about 12 to 15 kilometers from an atomic bomb test station, when I noticed a strong, bright illumination of the whole atmosphere lasting about 2 seconds.